Chapter 3, Regulation of Broker-Dealers. So far, everything discussed in this study guide has pertained to investment advisors and their representatives. These are people and firms who, for a fee, provide investment advice. It's very important to note, though, that they receive their fee for providing advice, regardless of whether or not the advice actually leads to the purchase or sale of securities, investments. In other words, sometimes they get paid for simply telling people to stay put and not move their money from one investment to another. By contrast, broker-dealers and their agents, more on their agents in Chapter 4, get paid when their customers actually complete a transaction, buying or selling. If no buying or selling takes place in an account, no fees or commissions are generated. Any investment advice a broker-dealer or their agent gives, even though some seem to give a lot, is considered incidental to the transaction itself, unless a separate agreement is in place to provide investment advice. While that may seem like a pretty cloudy line between being an investment advisor and a broker-dealer, it's one that regulators take very seriously. To operate in either capacity, you have to be appropriately registered to do so. Interestingly enough, regulators have no problem with the same person or firm acting in both capacities, even for the same client, as long as it is done in an ethical manner. But again, the professional or firm must be properly registered in each capacity.